League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del. And I see Abigail is here today, huh? Hi, Abigail. How are you? It's good to see you today. It is great to see you. It is a Monday morning, and there is so much to talk about this morning here. I think, though, with all of the football stuff going on and everything going on, we have to start with Alperen Şengün. That is the biggest story.
We got Cougs basketball. We got free agency. But the story is the unfortunate story is Alperen Şengün's injury.
Yeah, watching that game last night, he was playing great. Jalen was playing great. It was just a good win on the road where they – you know, they fell behind early, which is what they do, and then they came back, stormed back, and had their best third quarter of the season, and jumped out to a big lead, and they were trying to hold on to that lead. Jalen Green had just hit a big three, which, by the way, they showed the replay, and I'm watching Cam Whitmore on the bench. Everybody jumps off the bench, and Cam's got his hand on his face in his hand, just looking at it. And you go look at the replay, and it's like, oh, Cam, you need to get a little excited. Cam, that kind of thing.
Body language.
The body language thing is what hurt. It's what hurt him. And you could, it has hurt him. Even though he's really, really good and will be first team all rookie, he is definitely, his whole body language is something that is I think, a problem for coaches. Anyway, I think it was a problem for him in the draft, and maybe with Ime as well. But Alperen Şengün's trying to stop Sabonis on a break, goes up, three of them went up, and Alpi came down badly on his he just landed awkwardly, and it looked like he hyperextended his knee, but his ankle was bad. Did you hear the audio?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
I saw it. I didn't hear the audio.
You could hear him drop an F. It's my F ankle. It's my ankle.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it was both the knee and the ankle. And so that is a real problem because, hopefully it's just MRIs. A hyperextension.
Yeah, MRIs are out, will be coming out, but it's not going to be. More serious than
it's
that.
It's not good.
It's going to knock him out for the year, and then we'll see what the timetable is, you know. You don't want it to be dislocated.
We think it's going to. We
I'm just going to go ahead and guarantee it right here on the show. I'll be the first to break news and say he's out for the year.
Well, hopefully he will just be.
Breaking news. Alperen Şengün is going to be out for the year.
Oh.
I can just tell.
No.
What I'd hope didn't happen was like a dislocation.
2,000 miles away.
I hope it didn't. I'm an expert in injuries.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I an injury expert? Yes. Am I an expert to the lower leg injury?
He's not a serious person.
Am I an expert to lower leg injury? I think Dell would recognize that I have an expertise in the field.
You are not.
Just because it happens to you a lot, you get hurt, doesn't mean you're an expert.
I'll bet you he's in a walking boot soon enough.
Do you think he needs your little motorized vehicle?
First of all, they wheelchaired him out. Yeah. There was the first sign that there was issues.
Paul Pierce.
Yeah, but Paul Pierce had to take a booed his pants.
He had a brown spot
a
on his shorts. There's
I didn't see. Did you guys see?
No,
it? Yeah,
Alperen Şengün didn't crap his pants.
We actually did see it. Yes.
Did you see if there was a brown spot? You don't know.
Yes, I did. Yes, I saw it.
There was no brown spot.
There was.
You had seen it.
No, I'm talking about on Alpi. We don't know. Alpi might have had a brown spot too.
No, he's got a dislocated ankle probably.
No. Well, we don't know. He's got a broken, might have had a brown spot,
broken
too.
Tibia.
And you can come back the next game from a brown spot.
Well, I can just tell you now, he ain't coming back. You already broke the news. So when it comes out, I want you to say Lance had it first, Alperen Sengun out for the year.
Well, I had Justin Fields to the Falcons first, too. So,
yeah. You think if it was what you can say it is, he wouldn't have said, it's my effing ankle. It would have been like, I took a... he didn't. That wasn't caught on mic.
I think said, he was trying to fool everybody.
He could have said, I sharted, and that's legal to say on radio, actually. You can say that.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, that's a legal phrase.
That is a legal phrase.
That is a legal
phrase. There's nothing wrong with
that. We say ship talk.
Yeah.
I can say the other thing. And he didn't scream that, sharted.
Right.
He said, my effing ankle. So, that's not great. That's not great. Serious issue. It's really actually very concerning if you're a Rocket fan, because if it's a dual injury, they're doing the knee and the ankle. They got to check, make sure all bones are in place, make sure, you know, check on ligament tears. Like, there's a lot to it that you have to check on. And the problem is, if it's a multifaceted injury where it is a, you know, it is a lower leg injury with two different injuries that have to heal, it makes the timetable for recovery much slower because of physical therapy is going to be a little tougher. So let's see. Hopefully it's not two different types of ligaments. Maybe there's a bone issue in there. Like a break is – you're better off with a break than you are ligament issues. So we'll see what they say today. But any way you look at it, it's not good. Wheelchair it off. They did win, but that is a that takes second place way, way behind the potential injury issue with Alperen Sengun. So we'll see.
Yeah. So we'll find that. Hopefully we'll find that out during this show. Although he did a good – something that was good news is he returned with the team, okay? So he got on that plane as opposed to having to go directly to the hospital.
You want a bit of a sliding doors thing? Like, the Rockets were up big in the fourth quarter.
Right.
The only reason he was in that game is because they were closing so poorly.
Yes, again.
If they had closed that game better, he's not even in the game. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
If they had simply kept
Well, maybe not.
He wouldn't have been in.
No, he wouldn't have been in.
If they had closed that game better...
No, if they had kept the lead and not they wouldn't have needed him, then he would have been on the bench.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate all the way around.
Do, it's what they do. They've been closing so poorly lately. But they got the win. Jalen came up with a huge three at the end. Fred VanVleet was on fire for a while. He was good. Jabari came up with a nice basket after they went on a run. Sacramento went on a run. Jabari had a what looked like an open three in the corner instead. He drove the baseline, pulled up for about a 10-footer and hit it. That was a huge basket. There were all kinds of big plays in the game, but that third quarter was fantastic, their best third quarter of the season. So the Rockets won, and but they won the – they won the battle, but might have lost the war with Alpi going down. And possibly, if this goes into next year, and there are some people saying this could go a while next year, that would really, really suck. Dude is there. He was mentioned. He was probably third favorite for most improved player. Kobe White is up there.
Yeah, he's good.
And there is somebody else that I forget who was the favorite right now. Most improved player in the NBA.
Alpi wouldn't be, man.
Yeah, Alpi. You know,
was, I mean,
third.
He was pretty good last year, but the attention he gets this year, I would think he'd be like first.
Kobe
White's having a really big year. But
yeah, Kobe White is. Well, Chris Paul announced that. Oh, Tyrese Maxey is the favorite. Tyrese Maxey is the big favorite. Alperen is actually the fourth favorite. It goes Kobe White second, Jonathan Kuminga third, and Alpi. This will put the kibosh on that, though, because you have to play. They're in 65 games. He's not going to hit 65 games if he's done for the season. So he's going to be out of the running. But he was definitely up there. And in our eyes, who cares if he wins it or not? Tyrese Maxey's having himself a huge year. So that would be also awfully difficult to catch him. But Alpi is the backbone. He's the foundation of this turnaround for this organization. So that was a huge, huge loss. Man, as physical as it is, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. The big men, as physical as it is, running up and down the court, as tough, jumping all the time, it just figures that he's going to go down. And that was just so – he – Tari Eason, and we'll see if Jalen can play his way into being a future cog in the Astro in the Rockets turnaround. But it certainly was looking bright up until late last night in that game. All right, NFL news. I think the biggest news this weekend. Well, let's do the Cougs right now, and then we'll get to the NFL news on the other side.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot. I mean,
there's so much to do.
We shouldn't have to just rely on killing off segments with our weird stuff and silliness. We've got actual radio stuff to do today, Del.
Well, nobody wants
that.
What
do you mean, though? Weird stuff and silliness?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stuff y'all do, playing music that I sing, things like that.
Well, that doesn't kill off a segment. It may kill off whatever story we don't want to hear from you, but it doesn't kill off segments.
Yeah.
I think people enjoy the music because it breaks up whatever thing you're saying that John has stopped listening to.
I listen to the other shows, and they do sports all the time, and I'm really bored with them.
It's not that fun.
Really?
Fun.
Because it feels like Dell's trying to make our show unlistenable so that he...
Well,
it's kind of like a chaos agent.
So why you can just move from 10
topics
o'clock.
Move topics easily into his show.
Well, not only that, but he probably wants to take the show over.
No, I don't have to do. I don't have to actually be active in that approach. You guys are both washed, so you're leading to this anyway. I don't have to do anything. I can just sit here.
I'm just right now. It's literally, you know, when you don't have a lot of gas and you know you're getting ready to run out of gas, or maybe you already it's already kind of sputtered.
Yeah,
and so you. You get up to as fast as you can, you let off the gas, and you try to cruise into a gas station, same.
You're trying to become NFL.com or NFL Network's Lance Sirlin.
Well, I'm just trying to get another contract this
on a permanent basis.
Yeah, when you introduced yourself to Bobby Slowick, what was the first thing you said?
I said host of the bench.
No, you didn't.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I did. NFL.com.
I said and 92.
Draft expert.
Bobby, where do you live? If you're on the west side, listen to 92.5.
Never.
No, you never said
that. Did you tell him about the app?
Huh? I told him
he
could stream. But I was worried that he'd find out about a character who we had nothing to do with named Cocky Bobby Slowick. I had Uppity Bobby Slowick. I had nothing to do with this character.
Cocky Bobby.
Some guy Uppity
is kind of harsh.
Whatever he is.
For multiple reasons.
That guy's like, he sounds like a professional wrestler cutting a 90s promo. And it's not that we had nothing to do with this. I don't know where it came from.
So we've got you who was used. A slow exit to become a full-time NFL.com, NFL Network person.
Happening. Oh, yeah, because they are handing out the money with budget cuts every year.
All you got to do is make other people less valuable, and you'll make your way in, Littlefinger. And then you have...
This is easier work than the NFL work.
Well, surely.
Ask John. Like John told you,
I was going to get to John. Work.
I told John when we were... One time, okay, so now the ADD's taken over. Well, it's too late now because you guys started.
You did. There you did.
There I go. We had a lot of sports stuff, and now like the ADD is taken over. I just told John, you know what? You'd be really good at selling this, I was telling him this, Del. I'm like, you could make a lot of money doing this, and this with sales stuff if you were doing, you know, NIL, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah. And I thought he was actually thinking about it. He goes, yeah, I'm not trying to do more work. I'm trying to do less work.
Less.
But I just thought, yeah.
Yeah. The less, the better.
John knows what he wants.
That's it. Del, in honor of the Oscars last night, as we go to break here.
I'm just kidding. What do you want to do?
No.
That was a banger, though.
It was a banger.
Every time the stories get too long.
Did you see I'm Just Ken?
You want to play him off?
A banger.
You want you're gonna play me off? Play the music?
Yeah.
You're going to play us off?
I think the MVP of the Oscars last night, we will play music if just to shut him down, is Emma Stone's husband. Because when Ryan Gosling walks over, got that suit on, all that riz, and he's coming and singing, he puts the mic in her face, and she sings along. She's just thrilled by her former co-star coming over. He's got to just stand there and clap. And be like, yeah, great, Ryan Gosling's over here.
Acting job.
Yeah, the best.
Emma Stone's husband.
Best supporting actor is Emma Stone's husband.
And you know why he probably thought she's super talented, but kind of mid.
Well, that's
who? Emma Stone's husband?
Emma Stone?
No, Emma Stone. Emma Stone's husband may look at her and go.
She won. Look, she won an Oscar.
She just won an Oscar.
Talented.
She broke her dress.
Talented.
Well, she was naked throughout the movie that she won an Oscar
talented.
For.
The speech was a little bit. It was a little bit.
Well,
she was a little hyper. Well, of course, she wasn't expected to win.
No, she wasn't. That was a big shock.
I thought the one from Lily Featherstone or whatever.
It's Gladstone. Show some respect.
No. Okay. Lily, I thought she was Lily Featherstone. I thought she was really good.
I thought the fall of anatomy was going to win.
You thought the dog was going to win?
Anatomy of a Fall.
Did you guys see the dog?
No. I watched that movie last night. I started previous because you mentioned it, and I was like, this dog ain't done nothing for an hour and 45 minutes. And then at the very end, I'm like, this is what John's talking about.
Well, they brought the dog out. Did you see the dog?
Yeah, the dog was out there.
The dog, and even Jimmy Kimmel goes, that was the best performance of anybody.
The dog pulled that trick in one of the parties. Emma Stone talked about it. Oh, the dog didn't do anything. And then he faked. Played dead, and then she's like, "Oh my god, the dog's dead!" And then the dog popped up. Hey, I'm just a dog, and everyone's like, "Yeah, we love that dog." Well, Messy, by the way.
I don't care. I'm not watching that movie.
No, I talked about the dog at the party, not in the movie. The dog's name is Messy in real life.
The Argentinian rugby team. You got to see that movie.
Yeah,
that movie
on Netflix.
I don't want to be uncomfortable with people eating people.
Honestly, I like that movie better than Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. It's real. Oppenheimer didn't happen.
All right, let me come back.
Okay.
That was our Cougs talk.
Say something.
Which we didn't even say anything.
Say something, I knew you wouldn't say
We've got NFL news, all kinds of stuff, including
the
Texans may have – okay, all of this Christian Wilkins talk might be gone.
We may have a new defensive tackle.
Yeah, we'll you have one.
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am talking about Brinkman. Brinkman Quality Roofing. Brinkman Quality. It's in the name. BrinkmanQuality.com. And it's two N's at the end. Brinkman with two N's at the end. It is the place. I mean, I went there and I visited, and it is a fantastic. I'm telling you, it is awesome how much they do, what they do, how knowledgeable they are. The Brinkmans have been doing this for 50 years, and they are going to make sure that your roof is done perfectly. There are people who come and knock on your door, and they say, hey, I was looking up at your roof, and you need work on it, and they come and they do it, and you gain nothing from it. And Brinkman says, we have so many calls that we have to fix these door-to-door guys. Don't go with that. Go with somebody who's established. Go with somebody who knows what they're doing. The solar panels that they have right now are fantastic. They are basically, it's not the windows anymore. It's basically just the shingles that are on your roof, and they are giving you solar power, which pays for itself. But if you don't want to do solar, that's okay too. But you need to fix your roof. If you haven't looked at your roof in 5, 10, 15 years, guess what? When something happens, you're not going to be insured because they're going to say you have done nothing to your roof in all of this time, and that was just wear and tear that caused that tragedy. You go to BrinkmanQuality.com right now or call 281-480-ROOF.
Hey, I want to talk about QC Kinetics. Just had a listener, Ray, who had a hip issue. He reached out last week. This is really cool. He had a hip issue, and the doctor had said something about he's going to need a hip replacement in the future. He's 51 years old. He's like, and the doctor recommended against doing it right now, and he just thought he was going to have to keep living with this pain that he has. And he said he heard me talking about QC Kinetics. He heard me talking about my wife and doing the, her issue with her knee. And so he went in for the consultation, gave it a try, and in two treatments, he was already feeling substantially better from a pain standpoint. And one of the things that happens is it's regenerative medicine where they take the body's healing power. It's natural. It's inside of all of us. But they give it a jump start. They concentrate it. They give it a jump start. They put it back into the joint. And what happens is you start to see a reduction in inflammation. And when you reduce inflammation and you restore and regenerate new tissue, you are going to find that your pain level goes way down and your ability to live a more pain-free existence or with substantially reduced pain, more mobility, more activity goes way up. And that's the difference with QC Kinetics. Go to QCKinetics.com and get set up today. QCKinetics.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on the show. You're more than welcome to do that. All right, so the Cougs. Utter domination. Just the best. I mean, you want to talk about I love it too. They got their asses handed to them in Kansas, and boy, Kansas came back. And overrated was the chant. I wasn't there Saturday, but I talked to somebody who was yesterday. I talked to somebody who was, and she said it was the most electric. It was the most fun. It was 4 and 5 deep in standing room only. It was the biggest crowd that they had had there. It was electric. That entire atmosphere. I don't think there's a better atmosphere. I just don't. And at Kelvin Sampson afterward he's fantastic. He wins Coach of the Year. Jamal Shedd wins Player of the Year. Defensive Player of the Year. A sweep in the awards for the Big 12.
In a conference that they weren't supposed to be able to do that. Like it was going to be way harder.
It was
going to
be a huge step up.
And it was going to be, big step up in competition. Yeah.
And they still did. You know, they had the tough losses at Iowa State and TCU.
It got worse for the Big 12. They had to take Houston in. It wasn't Houston was worried about a step up. The Big 12 was like, oh, crap, Houston's here now.
Houston is a different deal. Arizona joins next year. That'll be interesting. That'll be really, really cool playing them too. Kansas and them and Baylor. This was the best. You've got 4 teams in the top 15. We'll see if did Kansas stay in the top 15 after Saturday. Probably not. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, most of the season long, you've had at least 4 teams in the top 15 in the Big 12. Here's Kelvin Sampson, and talking about this program, and just didn't start.
We would prepare for anybody we play. We didn't change anything. We didn't do anything different. We believe in what we do. Jamal Shedd was the point guard when we beat the Big Ten champ Illinois. He was the point guard when we beat Pac-12 champ Arizona. It's almost like people thought that the only schools we played were American. You know, if you'll notice, you don't get to the Final Four, the Elite Eight, or Sweet 16s without beating other really, really good teams. The only difference was playing them every night. But they had to play us, too. You know, we're part of the rotation.
He said exactly what I was trying to say. He's like, yeah, they have to play us. Well, we just play them, and we didn't just play, he didn't want to say a scrubby conference. You notice he backed out of that. We didn't just play the American last year. And he was like, we didn't just play that old soft-ass American. We were playing lots of teams. Houston sweeping awards and ending the season number one is unbelievable. We'll see what they do in the postseason tournament. But, you know, really, you need a clean sweep here. Houston needs to win from here on out and win a national championship. No losses. Let's get a clean sweep. Let's get a clean sheet, as we call it.
If they win a couple of games, they'll have a fairly easy one. Because they're not on the – listen, they're the Cougs, and they've won a lot of tough road games, but it's a lot tougher on the road than it is for them. That home court advantage is one of the best in college basketball, and they've proven it over the last few years how good they are at home. They got to win maybe 2 more – I don't think that there's any way that they're not the number one seed in the South. I just don't. Not with the way that they played. If they go out in the first round of the Big 12 – Maybe they're not. Maybe. But if they win one or two games, I mean, Kelvin's going to have them ready. They've got – this is the postseason now. This is what they play for. You know, no Ramon Walker, no Terrence Arsenault, no JoJo Tugler. It's every year they're going in shorthanded. The bench is – It's obviously Kelvin shortens the bench anyway in the postseason. Malik is going to have to play great. Damian Dunn hit some big baskets. He's going to have to do that. Sed Lath is going to have to step up. Here's the thing. Juwan can't get in foul trouble, and neither can Francis. They can't get in foul trouble. And other teams are going to go right at him because they know how that front court
is so
thin.
It's so aggressive. It is. You're right. They've got to blend their aggression with really not having dumb penalty. You know, you can't
Nothing stupid on high pick and rolls. Nothing stupid with a trap after, you know, just over half court where you're trapping in a half court set and all of a sudden you reach or you body somebody out of bounds. No. You can't have that.
Can't have it.
You're just not deep enough.
You're too valuable.
And Kelvin's not going to trust. Let's be honest. Back of the, you know, guys who are ninth and tenth in a rotation, they're pretty much done unless you're in bad foul trouble. Kelvin's going to really tighten it
up. This was my favorite Kelvin quote after the game. This is great.
We're the University of Houston. This is a damn good school. We live in a damn good city, and we're a damn good basketball program. And we should never, ever, ever think that we should take a backseat to anybody. And we didn't get like that this year. We've been a damn good basketball program for a long, long time. Not the last couple of years either. You know, it's been since 2017.
It is. This is a damn good program. This is a damn good city. It's a damn good program.
That's my coach right there.
It is.
That's my coach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Lance is the only one that's on board with Kelvin Sampson. Apparently.
Well,
I've been
to hear
that Kelvin Sampson was a good coach for years.
There's been a lack of belief in Kelvin Sampson for a while.
I'm surprised he didn't say, nobody but Lance has believed in me this year.
How come he didn't reference you?
You can hear his voice. I was at 790 when he was on with us, when he was an assistant coach with the Rockets, who came with us, and we talked to him and interviewed him. Uh-huh. And even back then, I was like, this guy's got a chance to be a pretty good coach.
Yeah.
Oh, so you hadn't paid
assistant with the
Rockets. Oh, because people didn't know what he did at the other stops before he got to the Rockets.
He was okay at Oklahoma.
And Indiana.
He was okay at Oklahoma. At Indiana, everyone's like, oh, you mean the guy who had all the phone calls? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, phone calls? That's what y'all worried about? I'm worried about defense over here. I'm worried about defense. And by the way, their defense went down after Kelvin Sampson left, like Rockets.
Everybody's defense goes down after Kelvin Sampson leaves. That's what happens.
So cool to be. So very cool to have that happen. When we come back, there was a they made it sound like a huge fist fight. The game was more physical in South Carolina versus LSU than the actual thing that got. You had brothers jumping out of the stands.
Yeah.
You had Kim Mulkey doing it. I'm assuming that's on Ship Talk, Dell. I don't want to.
Is that? It's Mulkey?
Yeah, it's got to be.
You got some Angel Reese on Ship Talk, some Kim Mulkey on Ship Talk.
We've got everything we need here.
I mean, we could talk about it on the other side, but there was someone filming a South Carolina fan texting about the incident, and they called their own player a thug. Ooh. They called the brother a thug?
Wow.
Wait, yeah. That was
all right, we got a break.
LSU.
We also just got telling you so what I saw. Texan stuff. Dell said if we don't lead with the Texans, then we're a bad radio show.
It's free agency. It's tampering period day.
Let's get to that crap after. We got a new defensive tackle. Well, that's right. We got to do that.
It's not official, but it's going to happen.
We're going to do that on the other side. But right now I'm doing this. 975coffee.com. And put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. You want to put in the promo code ESPN20 and get your 20% off. This is a great introductory offer to Free Reign Coffee. Free Reign, I'm drinking it right now. For those of you on Twitch or YouTube or whatever we're on, I got the Yeti Free Reign coffee cup that I drink every morning now. I love my Free Reign coffee. I'm a big Texas pecan, but I've got the American Dirt today, and I can understand why it's their number one bestseller. Homestead, Mustaino, whatever it is, they do it right. It is deep body, full flavor. I am a big, big fan. Thank you, Free Reign. It's just different. It doesn't have that bitter, bitter taste that you get with that big, huge chain that you see all over every city now. That's got a bitterness about it. This doesn't. This is a full flavor. And it's American-made and owned. San Angelo, Texas. By our guy, Cole Hauser. Rip from Yellowstone. He's the one who started this. And you can just taste the Texas cowboy in this. It's a different deal. They love veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. Everybody who's up front, they want them to start their day perfectly with Free Reign Coffee. You can too. 975coffee.com. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off.
Hey guys, time for me to talk about Underdog Fantasy. And, you know, you play along with the game, right? If you're watching Rockets basketball, if you're watching basketball, they'll have March Madness coming up in a little bit, and that's going to be available too. But
there's so much to choose from, hockey, all these different sports, right? In the Pick'em Challenge, you can play daily fantasy in all these, but you can also pick higher or lower in the Pick'em tab. Go higher or lower, it's going to be between 2 and 5 players. And with the multipliers, there's more multipliers than ever before. They have little red peppers by them, which means, ooh, these are spicy. And they basically multiply your winnings at an unbelievable pace if you are picking the right side, higher or lower on the statistics. You do that for anywhere from 2 up to 5, and it's not that hard to get to $100 multiplier. A 100 times multiplier. Sometimes you can do it by 4 picks. It's unbelievable, but you got to play to find out what I'm talking about. And this is real money. It's completely legal in the state of Texas. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. They'll match your first deposit up to $100. You must use promo code Lance and a multiplier of up to $100. People are winning that every single day. If you are under the age of 18, not in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, it's not going to be for you. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So much talk about Christian Wilkins coming here. Eric Armstead is being released by the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
Does it change?
What do they call him? What's his nickname? Great nickname, by the way.
I don't know, but he's like the...
The blueprint? He was the first one they drafted. When I first started doing draft stuff, he was my first... Well, for the NFL, he was in the 15 draft. And he was the guy that they said, we want our defensive line to look like this. He was the blueprint.
Isn't he a Walter Payton guy every year, too?
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. He's a really high character guy.
Really high character
guy. But he is one of those. He's like 6'7 or 6'6, which is very big for a defensive lineman, or for an interior player. Like close to 300 pounds, pure muscle, long arms. And then you look at him, DeForest Buckner, Nick Bosa. That's what they look like. He's the blueprint of physically what they want it to look like. And they're going to cut him because he wouldn't take a pay cut, and this happens. So he's just like Justin Simmons, still has some good football left in him. It was just a cap situation. I think so does Eric Armstead. And do you think there's any way the Texans, like with D'Amico Ryans, I guarantee you D'Amico Ryans immediately texted Nick, we got to get this guy. Can we get him? Can we afford him?
Well, his average annual salary was 16. He was a $28 million cap hit for them. He had a restructure of $5 million, but his base salary was $17.4 this year, and they dropped him. What is it going to take?
What's his age?
30.
Okay. I'm going to say 18 because he didn't want to take a pay cut. You're getting your same money. We're giving you even a little bump.
I'm sure he knew that this was, as opposed to taking a pay. No, I ain't taking no pay cut.
Can't pay Matt Abuike money.
I've got. Listen, Matt Abuike took 90. He got 98 over 4, 158 for Chris Jones, 95 guaranteed.
To be part of something new with a young quarterback, D'Amico Ryans.
With D'Amico, who you probably love.
So basically, you're making the same money, only they pay you with a signing bonus up front, so you get new money also. Why would you not? I think 18 would be a good number for him.
He probably looked at the Texans and went, it's wide open right there. They got a lot of money.
And they're
looking for a defensive tackle.
You don't have to take a pay cut here. In fact, you can get some early money.
He would have to be a huge favorite to be the guy opposed
to
Christian
Wilkins. You know, exactly.
Right.
Huge need. You know, now, there's going to be other teams who want him, but Wilkins actually he's getting older too. But I would think the Houston, for the Texans, it would have to be Eric Armstead 1. Because of D'Amico.
Yep. You would think.
Now, how much?
The character, everything about
it. But let me ask you, John, did he just step into a big payday because of the lack of defensive tackles on the market?
And defensive tackle, it's not like you, 30's not old.
No, it's not old, but can you get him for $18 million?
Well, I would think, I mean, because there are other defensive tackles on the, in the market. How I mean, many? But they're getting paid right now. They're getting paid.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that 18 gets it done.
Well, is okay. Would you rather have him or Matt Ebwike? Would you rather have him or Chris Jones?
Chris Jones.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Jones is the best. I'm not even sure. I saw a list of defensive tackles. Well, Pro Football Focus had a list of pro defensive tackles. Armstead didn't even show up in the top 10.
Hmm. Well, he may not be the same. I don't know. He may not be the same player. I know this, though. I mean, you can do a deal with him, and that deal is going to expire, and you'll move on from him by the time that C.J. Stroud is getting his contract. So it's a non-factor. Really, it is. But it is going to tie you up for, I would say, a minimum of 2 years. He probably gets a three-year deal, and it's probably guaranteed for 2 years, you know, I mean, for the most part. Maybe not the full thing, but I don't know. Hopefully, you may need him to want to be in Houston.
I want him to be in Houston.
But they've got money.
Would you rather have him or Wilkins?
See, here's money who has the money. Same. Which here's one? Who has money. Washington's got a lot of money. They don't need defensive tackle.
No.
Chicago has a lot of money. They drafted two defensive tackles last year. Like, I think Houston, for the need and the money, it actually aligns and matches up.
Would you same money, Wilkins or Armstead?
Oh, probably Wilkins.
You think so?
Young, a little bit younger, not a lot younger. He's a little bit younger, and I think he's got, I don't know. I need to check Christian Wilkins' rush.
Well, but he's coming from Miami. We know how shady all those people are, everybody that comes from that organization. All right. It's bad people.
You know, actually, I want to check and make sure that he is.
Armstead is a proven, a solid person. D'Amico's been with
he's
him.
He's trying to get Dell to bite, and Dell won't bite.
No, Dell doesn't have anything to say. You know what? Dell hasn't bitten because he's got nothing to say about it.
I mean, look
that.
At Christian
are you
Wilkins.
Talking about? Well, I've already told you about Christian Wilkins.
He's only missed two games.
Josh Allen will tell you about Christian Wilkins. The dude will grab a little certain area in a pile. You're going to like, if the Texans give out all the money for Christian Wilkins, particularly how they have to judge the Chris Jones contract, who got all the money over the weekend, and give Christian Wilkins something similar, you're going to like him because no one else in the league is going to like him.
Nobody likes him?
Well,
he's your guy.
He's an agitator.
Right.
He'll grab a towel. Well, he's a much better player, though.
Ooh.
He'll grab a towel, someone's towel, and toss it. He'll grab you in the junk and stuff like
Eric
that.
Eric Armstead has missed a lot of time.
Christian Wilkins plays. That's the benefit.
He played 8 games in 16. In 17, he played 6 games. In 2022, he played 9 games. This year, he's played 12 games. That's a lot of missed football.
Yeah.
That's 13 games he's missed over the last 2 years. That's a little bit, that's a big concern. And boy, now he still ended up with 5 sacks. Now he can still rush a little bit.
Yeah.
He had no sacks in 2022. He had 6 in 21. He had 5 this last year. But yeah, Wilkins is definitely, you know what? Armstead may not get 18. You may be able to play a little hardball with him. Get him for about $16 million a year because you want him to be available. That's a big difference between he and Wilkins plays and Armstead has had some issues.
What do you know about Foley Fatukasi?
Big, physical. That's not a bad one. You can get him for cheaper, too.
The Texans signed him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Jaguars defensive tackle, Foley Fatukasi.
Oh, because he was you could get him because he was a free agent who was not a free agent. He had been waived, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all right. Good depth. Kind of like it's kind of like not having Rankins. It's more like having Ridgeway. It's more like having, well, Ridgeway was hurt too. Who was it? Was it Terrell? No. Who was the big man that came in and really made some noise? Formerly of Nebraska, he was all over the place this year. I'm trying to remember the defensive tackle's name. Who I was like, man. This guy, you're getting a lot out of him.
And then the rumor is, you know, I think Saquon Barkley, that thing is kind of going away now. DeAndre Swift is really catching a lot of steam.
You know, Texans fans are
along with Tony Pollard.
Yeah, well, Tony Pollard is a two-way player.
Yeah.
Run, catch, he makes a lot of sense. He also came from an outside zone scheme. Dallas used to do a lot of that. Tony Pollard's a good fit. He just has to stay healthy. But, John, you know, Texas, did you know, you may not know this because I don't think you drift around much in Texans Twitter, but there's going to be a group of fans who are insufferable if Saquon Barkley's not signed.
Yeah.
I know. That you'll even care.
You know, you wish in one hand, whatever.
Just a big name, but.
Yeah. And listen, Singletary, you're getting a little cocky, a little too full of yourself. Slow down. Slow down. Because we can get Tony Pollard and we can get DeAndre Swift over
Khalil
here.
Khalil Davis is who I was thinking of, by the way, for the Texans.
All right.
He played well.
When we come back, I know it's spring break, but so you guys are going to have to try harder out there. I know traffic isn't nearly as bad today, so maybe your commute is a little
break?
Small. Are you on spring break?
Yep. That's why she's here this morning.
That's right. That's right.
How do you like morning? You did morning already.
Yeah.
I forgot.
So here's the deal. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Up next, spring break edition of What Did You Learn This Weekend? There's a lot that we learned this weekend. A lot. Be it the Cougs, be it the Oscars, be it Saturday Night Live, be it your wife, be it your friends, be whatever it is, rodeo. You learned something this weekend that you didn't know, and you got to go come in here next. At 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. And what did you learn this weekend? You got one sentence to tell us. One sentence.
And you can use a fake name if it's a little saucy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, if you're saucy. And you know, disguise your voice, all of those things. But right now, we got Truck Month still going on at Chastain Ford. They have a bunch of 2023 trucks left. After this weekend, it's probably less. Allie, she emailed me. Hey, we had 40. I'm sure that they're around 40 on the lot because they're going to be going. They got 1.9% financing over 72 months. That's ridiculously. Listen, you're tying up their money for 6 years. Your payments are going to be lower. Your interest rate is the best interest rate you're going to find. 2023s right now, and they've got up to $12,000 off on these things. They have got to get them off the lot. They don't want them. Plus, they got 0% on 2023 Bronco Sports. Now, what now? They got to get those off the lot. All the 2023s got to go. Got to go, got to go. What they need you to do is get on over there or go to ChastainFord.com. You can get to them at 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for a brand new vehicle with the best price that you'll find. It's a Chastain Ford or ChastainFord.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I want to start. It's what did you learn this week in one sentence? So I got one sentence to tell you. I've never been more disappointed in my people when they are going after a backup Vanderbilt quarterback to fix games.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that story.
We will. People means mob, so you better be prepared to
I learned something this weekend.
What'd you learn?
That John and Lance can make a person cry within 5 seconds of having of talking to them.
You are so bad.
You're intolerable.
You see how
it's hard to tolerate you
to the public. Okay,
it really is.
I didn't tell anybody.
You are intolerable.
You're just a bad person.
I didn't tell anybody who cried because
you're a bad person.
I had this
taking advantage of somebody.
A conversation with this person for about 30 minutes and no crying. You two, 5 seconds in. Bam!
You know what? Because we're authentic. You're inauthentic.
Authentic.
Do you have anything?
I did. I learned that my son would rather watch offensive line tape with his grandfather than do something for spring break.
That's great. Good for him.
I'm not looking for any grandchildren anytime soon. I'll put it that way.
No, you don't. Well, no. There you go. That was your one sentence. Yep. He almost did it well, but he had to add another sentence.
Yeah, I know. It was close, though.
It was close. You almost did it.
It counts for me.
Uncle Freddie, what did you learn in one sentence, Uncle Freddie, this weekend?
Jordan is pregnant. Let's go, baby.
Whoa. Oh, nice, Jordan. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Jordan. Paw Freddy.
Yeah. How about that? Is that
Jordan? Jordan is
that his
daughter.
First? I think that's his first, yeah.
Jordan's his daughter.
I think so.
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's a great. It's the best.
Did you know
my granddaughter's watching the show?
Did you know me
right
and Uncle
now.
Freddie used to shoot dice in the back of a Papado whenever we worked
now
there?
Now he's a grandpa.
And now he's a grandpa. We used to take each other's.
You're a grandpa.
We used to take
he's
each other's money, our tip from lunch on a Tuesday, or we'd go gamble on Double Dribble.
Yeah.
Or NBA Jam. We'd
you know
go
what
play
I
that.
Learned this weekend? I learned that I already knew what you just were talking about.
Oh, you knew that?
Yeah, you told us already. Let's get Tom in here. Tom's always good. He's not on. He's not on spring break. What up, Tom?
I learned when you're trying to be the great white hope and the first white guy that a Latina has dated, you're going to be in for a wild time, but not for a long time.
Okay, that's good.
Hold on. What did he say?
It's like
the great white hope. What?
The great white hope for some. I don't know. There's some woman that...
Did I hear something about Latina?
Yeah, I guess. But here's the deal. You're not going to be in for a long time. Just but a good time. Okay?
I may need him to call back in and...
Explain?
Off the air.
Yeah, I think that's a plenty. I think that's plenty. Will, what you learned this weekend in one sentence, Will?
Scotty learned how to putt.
That's right. How about that? Scotty killed... If Scotty could putt, he'd win every tournament. Every tournament, Scottie Scheffler dominated the field this weekend. He was fantastic.
Why
and it was all because
is he
of
your
Buzz.
Favorite or something?
He's great.
You're acting like you're a big Scottie Scheffler.
I am a big. I'm a huge Scottie Scheffler.
I wish it was Scottie Cameron.
Scottie Scheffler is the best player since Tiger Woods.
Can Scottie Cameron putt?
Scottie Cameron, I don't know. I know he makes great putters.
He's literally a putter.
But he's, yeah. Well, it is the Scottie Cameron. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Barry, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Bitcoin is now more valuable than the entire global silver market.
Wow. Bitcoin, my buddy. Holy crap, does he have a boatload of Bitcoin? How smart is he? Oh my gosh. He's got a boat. I'll tell you about it after. It's impressive.
I don't like hearing about when people made a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing about any of that stuff.
No,
I like
hearing about people losing money. We were sitting on our hands.
I know. Tell me about, I hope it dips. I hope it craters.
No.
That's just me being a hater.
Isaac, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned this weekend that if Coach Samson Simpson ever puts in Cousin Elvin, that cat can ball.
Oh, my goodness. How about the people loving Ryan Elvin? Holy crap. Now, Coach did say, he said he gets embarrassed because the people are chanting for him, you know, because he's the white guy at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
He gets embarrassed by that. But man, but then when he hit a shot, you saw Kelvin trying to get the more because he loves the kid.
Yeah.
The kid is going to be on that staff. Ryan Elvin is going to be on that. That's how much Kelvin Sampson thinks of the kid. Either he's going to be on the staff or he's going to teach.
Is he like the Rudy of the team?
He is. He is, I mean, everybody loves that kid. So it's awesome that he got in that last game, started him, and then got in at the end and was knocking down the threes. Mm-hmm. That was great. Who's next? Keith, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that despite the loss to Drake, Indiana State absolutely deserves an at-large bid. The best team they've had since Larry Bird.
Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
They call him Kareem.
Kareem, yeah. Or
this white guy.
He's got a couple of different names.
He is literally straight. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Is great.
C-R-E-A-M.
He is literally out of the YMCA. Yeah. Like, you can't believe what you're seeing.
He's Rodrigo
Blankenship, but like.
But only better.
But, like, if he was made of marshmallows.
He looks like that guy in the rec league that's got the bandana and
rec
the glasses.
Specs, got the big. Yes. Oh, my God. Wait until you see this guy from Indiana State, if you haven't seen him already.
Lou, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Lou?
Yeah, I learned that Whitey somewhat made a comeback at the Oscars.
Whitey did make a comeback. Well, Cillian Murphy.
Emma Stone. What's her name? Joy Randolph from The Holdovers won. She's African-American. She won the
Supporting
Actress.
Yeah. It was, I think, down year for Asians.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Although we did have one. Hey, the one was Michelle, really uncomfortable.
Oh, where the Japanese guy read Godzilla. Yeah. Oh, he tried to read in English. Yeah, I felt so bad for him. And you could see the lady right behind him. It felt like she wanted to take over.
Yeah.
But he's in charge of the thing, so he kept reading. And I'm just like, please start hitting these more. I eventually forwarded.
Well, they started playing music.
They did. I eventually went forward.
This is bad TV. Let's play the music. Get
Whitey
out of there.
Made a comeback.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying about the Oscars?
Whitey ain't ever left. What's he talking about?
What you talking about?
Whitey ain't ever left.
You heard him. Down the last couple of years.
What? You heard him?
Yeah.
Stop
Whitey
it.
Took the L the last couple of years.
Stop.
Ever since Moonlight.
Finally, Whitey. Finally, Whitey gets his due.
All of a sudden, John's people. Way to go. Your guy, Al Pacino.
He was really awkward.
What was one of the worst moments in Oscar history, coming out to this, and, great, come on. My icy Oppenheimer. What's the... You're supposed to say what the movies are.
Yeah.
What are the 10 movies?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, because they had been showing it.
They had already done it. Yeah.
Well, can't you say something instead of just open it up, go, my icy Oppenheimer, Oppenheimer.
Looks like Oppenheimer.
And everyone goes,
oh. Yeah. It wasn't the worst. When they announced the wrong winner, that was the worst.
Yeah, that's still unusual that you open it, announce a winner. And how do they get the name of the movie wrong when they're looking on a card?
Well, because they got the wrong card.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So there was a second card. If you haven't seen it, you'll find it quickly. He was getting torched yesterday for the most awkward final announcement to end a movie, to end it.
Yeah. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Johnny Gabagool. Last night. Black Dexter.
Black Dexter. Balloon.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. So I want to give a quick shout out to the Raheel and Dell Show. Made a quick comeback, so Raw Dogging over Raheel and Dell. Shout out to the boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this one goes out to really Dell. Dell, I didn't know Greg Olsen was part of the Seventh Floor crew. He had a pretty good rap career, man.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, tight end, former tight end for University of Miami. He's part of the Seventh Floor crew. Greg the Leg. It was a rap song that came out, I think, 2004 or 5, when Miami was actually still pretty good. A lot of their prominent players were on it of that era. It was after the Dorsey, Johnson stuff, but
it was a rap CD they put out?
It was a song they put out that somehow got leaked, and then Greg the Leg was on it.
Although he
was more G-Reg than that. Greg the Leg is Zerline. But, G-Reg, I think that was his name.
I thought he said Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
He did say Greg
Olsen. G-Reg was his Nick rap name.
But you said the Leg
I think Greg the Leg. I got confused. He may have made a reference to a certain region. The Leg.
Yeah, we got it down.
Yeah.
Well,
why are you so confused? And then I said, wait a minute. That's probably Greg Zuerlein. Yeah, I think I corrected myself. I was probably wrong on that. It was Greg Zuerlein. But his nickname was G-Reg, and then he had a couple lines that people like. But yeah, it was that Brandon Merriweather team, Devin Hester team.
Just up on this now, apparently.
I'm
up on it now because La Raza's up.
I don't know how he just came to that. That's been a thing for now 20 years.
I wonder what brought it to his attention.
Sometimes you find things. That's all.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, but that's all right. Sometimes you do. Dr. Dre, finish us up strong, Dr. Dre.
Hey, Double Rise, fellas. I got to say, funeral homes are the scum of the earth, and they try to milk you like a heifer.
I'm sorry that you're going through
that.
Sorry
about your mother, brother.
Yeah. Sorry you're going through that, bud.
Yep.
But
I have heard that before, though.
Funeral homes, you suck. Okay.
Maybe not all of them, John. I don't know. But Dre, man, we're really sorry to hear about your mom. Saw that on Twitter, man.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry to hear that, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, just to clean it up. It's not cleaning up. It's actually dirty. What's your name, G-Reg? What you do? How you do it? Drop my drawers. Let her see my third leg.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's in the song.
Hey,
that's HR. That's That doesn't mean there's a lot of things in songs we don't
take. And you know what? I cleaned it up because he said some other stuff,
coming
too.
Coming up next, we'll do Ice Spice lyrics.
Boy, I'm
okay.
What? No. You don't clean up Ice Spice lyrics.
Dirty, filthy.
Boy, he just looks so clean cut.
Well, back in college.
Well,
he got around.
I wish Kevin Barnhart would ask him about that.
He got around John Beeson and Brandon Merriweather and went off the rails.
What are you going to do around Brandon Merriweather? And Nick Foles, they got a name for Nick, and he's just. He's like this uber Christian guy, and they're just dropping.
Oh, I'll send
Nick
you,
Foles nicknames on you. And, they said, "Oh, it's a thing."
You think I was dirty? I'll put the article where his particular lines on the rundown, and you're like, Craig Olsen, this ain't the guy breaking down what a tight end does against a three technique or whatever the hell he does on game days.
All right, we gotta break it. 801, nice job. Even on spring break, y'all brought it.
Yep.
What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? We got a lot of catching up to do, including that fight between LSU, South Carolina. We have got
Ship Talk coming up at 8:30. We'll cover just about the entire fight.
Yeah, and we've also got a real dad not doing stuff to his kid, but real dad in the yard with your kid, pretty much taking advantage of your kid. It's funny.
What?
Just listen, because
I feel like your wording's not good.
No,
here.
It is taking advantage of the kid, and he puts it on Twitter and lets everyone see what he does to his kid.
Okay.
Regarding
like you dunked on
yard
your kid.
Work. That's yard work. No, it's regarding yard work.
Actually, I already like this.
Okay.
I haven't even heard it, and I like it.
We'll do it, yeah, because you need yard to do work. That. Fool your kids.
Yeah.
We need to talk about Doc Linville right now and the hair thing. And the hair thing is, I love what Doc Linville has done for me, and you'll love what Doc Linville does for you. Be it the PRP, where he stimulates the growth of your own hair, which is very affordable. It's a 3-session process, but it's easy, very easy. You go back every 5 weeks and you do it again. And Kelly is awesome at it, and she does a great job. And I'm going to get mine. As a matter of fact, next Monday, I go back and get my third process, and it has really made a difference. It starts to show up in 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks and really does. Now, you get the neo-grafting, which is a bigger process, which is moving your hair from the side and the back to the top of your head. That takes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months for that to all come in. But that's fine because you know in the long run, his success rate is tremendous. It's the best process that you'll have. Minimal pain. He's got a 3-day anesthetic. It's great. It is great. So if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, whatever the case may be, and you hate it that you don't have hair, there's one place to go. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.